They're putting all that in there, Estadella.
Yeah.
And that's where I get my check.
That way, written all out like
right.
That. let's see. You said your grandmother on your mother's side was born and raised in England, is that right?
Yeah. What?
Your grandmother on your mother's side was born and raised in England.
She was born.
And were all her people from there before?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know, that they were the only ones that ever came to America. No, now she had her daddy had a brother that came. He was a priest.
Do you have any idea what they did for a living over there? What they did for a living over there?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you have any idea where your father's parents were from before they were in Missouri?
They was born, raised there. There's still a bunch of his family there.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
I used to correspond with him before Papa died. I'd write for him. Or sometimes, well, he wrote until he got sick, and then I'd write.
Uh-huh.
And
anybody ever say where they came from before then?
No, that's all I ever knew.
Yeah.
Was Missouri.
Let's see. Did you ever go to any clubs or anything like that?
I belonged to the Home Demonstration Club. I went 2 years to a short course at the A&M.
Oh, is that right?
And I was assistant to the home demonstration agent without authority, I guess you would say, for the girls club over the county.
Oh.
When they had the girls clubs, you know, 4-H clubs.
Yeah.
And I taught them basketry and how to can and preserve and sew and do everything. But I took 2 years. I went to A&M and took a short course after the school proper was out and we could use the dormitories. There was 1,500 women there 1 year. From over the state, you know.
Yeah. There must be something going on at Baylor right now.
They're Baptists, the Baptist ladies. And it's a state.
Yeah. Well, I was staying in a motel, and I sat beside some ladies who were going over there, and they were talking to the waiter, you know, and they had come in from somewhere, Breckenridge or someplace.
Yeah.
And they were.
Now, I kept thinking maybe that John's niece, he has 2 nieces that comes every year from out west to that.
Oh, I see.
And I thought maybe they might come out or I'd hear from them.
Yeah, well,
they might not have come this year, you know.
Yeah.
But.
How old was your husband when he died?
He died the 28th of June. Wait a minute, let me see now. He was 75.
Was he a Methodist too?
Yes. He had the men's Bible class.
And did you tell me that he was born right here on this land?
He was born down close to the city limits of Waco.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But they moved out here pretty soon. He was raised on this land.
What all places did you all visit on vacation besides Arizona?
Everywhere.
I guess that was more than vacation.
From Oregon on, we visited everywhere.
Okay.
My brother lived in Oregon. He was a traveling engineer, and his had his office there in Portland, and